This is Podtacular, episode 171, Multiplayer Tips and Map of the Month Avalanche for the week of November 30th, 2008.
Cover me, you're covered!
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me. A battle will decide our destiny. My brothers are dead. My family is hers. I'm on the ground.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular. I'm your host, Duststorm.
I'm Cryptoflex.
And I'm Brent Gamer.
Alrighty.
Alright.
So this week we're back with multiplayer tips for Avalanche. And as some of you might have noticed, G. Lewis isn't here. He's off at work. For some reason, we didn't coordinate schedules very well, so he's not here this week. But he will be next week. But we do have Brent Gamer with us.
Long time no see.
Yeah.
Very long time, yeah.
Very long time.
So, Brent, why don't you give us an update on how have you been? Anything else you have gone to an endeavor in Podtacular and whatnot?
I guess I really haven't done anything within a Podtacular for a while. But I still been listening to podcasts and stuff, you know. Still been messing around in the community. Not doing as much community stuff as I used to do, though.
Right.
It's kind of sad. I might get back into it, though. I might find a few things to record, like in the good old days.
Sweet.
In the heyday of Podtacular.
Back in my day, you kids didn't have them stupid Podtaculars. We only had one Podtacular, and we liked it.
Like, now you got your fancy RRCs, you got your fancy clan system.
I had to walk 15 hours in the snow uphill and back just to record the podcast.
And you had to go over to a neighbor's house to play Halo. You just couldn't hop online and say, let's go play some Halo and kill some nae-naes with anus armor.
Well, technically that was true for a while, the original Halo.
Yeah, Halo 1.
Yeah.
But Xboxes were like 1,000.
Yeah, I was like so young back then. I thought Halo was like evil for some reason because it had just come out. And I just heard of like these people like just gathering in these huge rooms with just these Xboxes linked together just playing Halo. And I'm like, what is this Halo stuff? Like people are getting their heads blown off. It's like, it's crazy. Then Halo 2 comes out and I'm like, oh yeah. Yeah. I love online multiplayer.
It's the apocalypse. That would be interesting. Okay, well, we definitely appreciate you joining us last minute to come on as a guest host. So,
oh, yeah, well,
thanks for that.
Glad to be here.
Sweet. So we're just going to go ahead and jump right to the submissions that we got for this week. So who wants to go ahead and do the first one? Crypto, why don't you take it since it's short?
Yeah. Since it's short, it scrolls down and they're all short.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's from Chase Saw. Hey, this is my first time submitting to Podtacular. I've been listening since around episode 125. I have a tip today for Avalanche. It might be hard to explain, so bear with me, especially when Crypto's reading.
Yeah.
This is a good hiding spot for the defending base. When you spawn inside the base, the teleporter is on one of the sides, opposite of the walkway on the far left, towards the bottom half of the base. On the sides are ledges. You can jump onto them and crouch walk to the top. I rarely get spotted when I hide up there. Smiley face. Well, that's my tip. Keep on fragging people that need Firefox spell check. To spell right.
What ledges are you, is he talking about? He says,
I have no idea. I think the you know, if you're in a base on like the right-hand side, as you come into it, on the second like layer of the base, because there's one of these ones and there's a higher one. It's like some ledges that go around the outside of the walkway. towards the teleporter. I think they're up there, but I've never really jumped. I've really explored up there.
Okay, so next one comes from Long Range 950. Brent, if you want to go ahead and take that one.
Okay. Hey, Podtacular, this is Long Range 950 sending in for the first time. Most people would remember me from my voicemails. Well, anyways, on to Avalanche. In Avalanche, it is key to have a special assault rifle with you. With it being huge and all, it would be hard to use a regular rifle effectively. When you can, get into a Hornet Banshee. It is needed for quick and devastating attacks, especially the Hornet, since it can carry two passengers. Lastly, use the teleporter to get into the enemy base. I found out that it is a two-way teleporter. Keep on fragging noobs who keep trying to frag Nene because he will not give them anus armor. I'd also like to give a shout-out to Big Boy 480 and Super Race 47. Sorry if I misspelled Avalanche.
Without the capital.
And you missed the E. And you spelled it ad.
Avalanche.
Avalanche.
In-game ads, Halo 3. That'd be pretty like a Subway $5 foot long sub, like Avalanche.
That's quite cheap for a sub. For a foot.
That is cheap. And it's like right on a Banshee. You could like slap a logo for Subway on a Banshee. Funny.
Like, oh boy. Subway.
Yes. Next thing you see a mod map come out and there's all these ads just on it. Avalanche.
That would actually be quite a good idea if those companies were struggling for money.
Yeah, Bungie can make plenty of money off of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Long Green said, I find that those teleporters are really useful for sneaking into the base, getting the flag, and sneaking back out.
Yeah, I always forget the two-way. And I was like, storm the front.
Like when I spawn in the base, I usually go out and try to grab the rockets, and yeah. Then jump to the middle, and then depending on what the other team's doing, judge my movements from there. But when going for the flag, most of the time there'll be a battle either in front of the base or in the middle of the base, the middle section between the two bases, and then you can just kind of sneak around through the teleporter and take the flag and then sneak back out and then have someone come pick you up. So, yep. Next one we have here is from Stall Me Please. He says, "Hey guys, it's Stall Me Please, and I'm back with a few tips for Avalanche. First off, this map was built around CTF. I am always a defensive player on CTF, so I grabbed the special assault rifle, or the battle rifle, and some plasmas. I stay back on the ledge of the base that leads to the sniper spawn. This allows a clear shot to the people coming out of the room and gives me a good view of the vehicles on the main tundra. If you can get two or three more people to defend with you, you'll have a rock-solid defense. That's my tip for Avalanche. Keep on fragging Crypto because I'm going to steal his watch tonight."
Hmm.
And he writes steal as in the metal steel. So I guess he's going to... Do you have a watch, Crypto?
I do, but I don't know where it is.
So he's going to probably turn your watch into steel. So you can probably sell it for more than you actually bought it.
Yeah, it's already stainless steel.
Oh. I guess it wouldn't be doing much anything to it anyway, would
he? I can't actually find it. It's probably stole it already. You know what they're like. Pirates.
Yeah. It's like by your accent, you're probably one of them.
No comment.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well.
Okay. Who wants to take the next one?
I'll take it. JGW Antoine says, "Hello, everybody. I have a tip for Avalanche. If you are playing a neutral bomb, have two people take a warthog and have another person take the Hornet to get the bomb. The people who aren't in the vehicles, go to the other base for support. Use the vehicles to hopefully take out the other team. Then when it's all clear, have someone grab the bomb and jump into the Hornet. Then fly the Hornet to the other side of the opponent's base and drop the bomb person off. That's when the guy who wasn't in the vehicle goes into the base to help clear out. Use the Hornet to defend the bomb carrier. This works almost every time. Shout outs to... Yeah, him.
That guy.
Unbut Toast.
Unbut Toast and Maniac. You guys rock. Did someone say unburnt toast? I didn't even know.
I was thinking something like that, but that's not how it's spelled.
not nearly. P.S. If you want a spell checker for Internet Explorer, it's not advertising. Download the Google tool. It comes with spell check. Hope I have one spelling issues in IE. Keep on fragging little 10-year-old screaming kids. Yeah. Okay, that would work if everybody was like cooperating. Not in matchmaking at all. Ever. It's a good...
Yeah, you kind of need
that. Well, there's some people that you can do it with, but... And they have to have mics. That's the thing I find hardest for matchmaking these days, is finding people who actually use their mics.
I never use my mic.
Well, really, it is the problem. If you just go in with, like, a, you know, a dedicated, you know, people you know, like your friends list, just like going to matchmaking with a, you know, full team. But I'm not sure you're going to get anybody in matchmaking to like cooperate that much.
You have like 10 seconds to set up before the game starts. Like, you go here, I got a honey, bomb.
But I want to get the rocket.
Oh man, you just ruined my montage. I've heard that too many times.
Yeah.
Mainly in YouTube videos, but nonetheless.
Courtesy of Referee Chew.
This one comes from NinjaMan59. Hey, Podtacular peeps, it's the Ninja with a Plan Ninja Man. I have a general tip for this week. I use this technique quite often. What I do is throw a grenade at their feet and then special assault rifle on their heads. This technique is quite effective at dispatching enemies. Advanced vocabulary. Well, that is all I have for this week. This is the Ninja with a Plan. See you guys online. Shout outs to my girlfriend, less than 3U.
I was hoping whoever read it actually read it like that, so good job.
Yeah. He less than 3's you, la la la.
Oops. Okay. Lone Soldier 332 writes in, what's up, Podtacular? I'll tell you what's up. Okay. Avalanche. One of my favorite maps next to Last Resort. What I find to be the most annoying tactic for Avalanche is to change your color to white. You will be near impossible to see and will keep you well hidden when sniping. Near the middle of the map, you'll come across an active camo pickup. Once again, because of the snow, you will be impossible to see. Vehicle control is a necessity on this large map. Always have two people in your Warthog at least. Too many people make the mistake that the Hornet is the most important vehicle. But this is false. As soon as you kill two players, you will become a prime target. At that point, the Hornet is useless. Using the Scorpion can be a real turning point of the game. If you do choose to drive the Scorpion, see about getting someone in the gunner's seat. You'll definitely be useful when the enemy team attempts to jack your ride. The Mongoose is a definite no-no. They can be useful for quick transport, but always steer clear from transporting the bomb or flag carrier. You're just a sitting duck for any weapon, mainly rockets and warthogs. What I enjoy is to have two of my teammates in a warthog while one of the other players attacks from the Scorpion, and I snipe from the back bridge as the color white. The warthog will flush enemies out while I snipe them, and my buddy with the Scorpion takes out any enemies in the Hornet and or opposing Warthog. Well, that's all I've got from this submission. Shoutouts to the DARS crew, Use Zombies, and Nene. Keep on fragging Lamborghinis. Pronounced Lamborghini.
We know how it's pronounced. Yes, that's pretty contradictive, because you can't actually be white in a team game. Lol. In matchmaking.
Unless,
custom games, maybe.
No, there's not even a white custom game.
It's not even a white color, so.
I think you're getting two things mixed up. Because you can only really do white for FFA.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, for the team tips, I guess they're pretty useful. I see the tanks get taken out very quickly, though.
Yeah, it depends how good you are.
With rockets. Well, I mean, with rockets, the tank is going slow enough where, I mean, if I hear a tank, if I see someone get in the tank, it's usually gone in a matter of seconds unless the team is really good about defending.
They usually get it under like the archway, like halfway around the map, and that's where it usually gets blown up, I think.
Right.
Right. Yeah, because it's like right across from the rocket spawn.
Uh-huh.
Like in the middle of the map.
I always like how the two hornets usually meet up with each other in the middle.
I mean, if you can like control most of the vehicles on the map, you can usually just dominate that way, but you gotta make sure that like you have control of the freaking Spartan laser and your rockets.
Well, and you have to pick up the enemy vehicles or destroy them so the opposing team doesn't get a hold of theirs. So.
Yep.
Cool.
Cool, so cool, cool.
Who wants...
Is it me?
Sure, Swim Legend.
Oh, yeah. Swim Legend says, hey, Particular, this is my submission for Avalanche, of course. Anyways, this map is all about control of weapons.
So we have control of vehicles, we have control of weapons, we have control of color.
Just control it. You can have it. Four weapons are key to winning this. Sniper, laser, BR, and rockets. Gypsy.
Okay, I can agree to that.
SAR. This map is full of warthogs and hornets and ghosts. Another tip is to fight by yourself.
Not fight by yourself. Not fight by yourself.
Oh, not fight by yourself.
that's a little better.
I had to read the whole sentence there.
Another tip is to just everybody spread out and do nothing.
Just jump off the map.
Just get dominated, yeah.
Everybody go Rambo.
Yeah.
This map is too big to go alone because you can get sniped or lasered or if you don't have callouts. Final tip is don't rush. With all good vehicles at the start. Get the laser, kill the enemies, then go and do as you wish. That's all I got for tips. Love the podcast. Keep on fragging players that cry about getting achievements during games.
I love it when they miss like a tank with a Spartan laser. That's always hilarious. I want to know how that happens.
Like huge tank. It's like,
yeah, that big thing?
I don't know how people can be bad with the lasers. I just always see lasers flying around everywhere. Oh my god, how'd you miss me?
I guess they just try to like overcompensate at like the last second, because I've like used to
do
that.
I did that with the sniper. I was like, look at the head and then move it.
I hate like, it with a sniper finger. With a sniper rifle when you're looking at the head, and you know how there's that jerk up with the sniper rifle. So I'll be aiming at the top of the head, and when I pull the trigger, it goes right above him. It's like, what?
Yeah.
I hate that. It's like, no, you're supposed to kill the guy, not go above him. But yeah.
All right.
I think there's, I mean, for the control of the weapons and control of the vehicles and whatnot, I think there has to be a balance between there, and depending on what the team size is, I think would depend on what you control. Especially, I think for bigger teams, vehicle control is somewhat important, and weapon control is a lot more important to keep the enemies fended off. And then when it gets to smaller parties, vehicle control is a little bit more important. But that's what it kind of seems like to me. So I guess it probably also depends on the game type as well, whether it's capture the flag or assault. Can probably change up some of that stuff as well.
Well, I mean, vehicles are obviously going to be a lot more, you know, vital in smaller matches. I mean, just like anybody that's been on standoff, like 5v5 standoff, and like the other team just has like a full loaded warthog.
They're like picking up, like
you like spawn, you're like no.
Exactly.
Spawn, get like splattered by the warthog. You're like, how'd that happen?
It's like the YouTube videos where that one guy got 107 kills in a row with the warthog.
Wow.
I mean, that's freaking ridiculous.
What, just Gladys? Or Gunner?
Gunner,
yeah. Especially if they can just, like, have, like, the dude in the passenger seat have the Spartan laser on standoff. Because then they don't have to worry.
Yeah, because then they won't get lasered. But they can still get rocketed.
Well, yeah, but that's assuming that the people can get to the rockets before they get, you know, mowed down.
True.
The-
That is true. Yeah. Okay. Yes. I'm going to take the next one.
Yeah. This one's from Fainus. A tip I find useful for Avalanche CTF involves a vehicle and the portal. You basically just drive any vehicle that can fit in your base into your base and park it in front of your portal. This will block the portal and prevent enemy entry via the portal. Just remember to enter the vehicle occasionally to prevent it from disappearing.
Well, that's a good tip.
Yeah.
Very good tip.
Yeah. Portal. Someone's been playing too much Portal.
Portal.
Close enough, I guess.
Yeah.
Teleportal, I guess. Close enough. Okay, so next one we have is from the Ninja Penguin. He writes in, "Hey, Potek, long-time listener, first-time submitter, here to help up with your kill-death ratio. I have made a haiku to talk about..." Oh, great. Here we go, haiku. "To haiku. Talk about Avalanche, my favorite big team map." Let's see if I can even read this in haiku form. "Avalanche is cold, rush the camo to win, scared noobs with the Hornet. Anyways, here are a few tips. Remember, when you're near the laser spawn, in the middle of the map, there's a cave in there. It's in there. Watch out for footprints if you see footprints appearing in front of you for no apparent reason. That would be an invisible guy trying to get stealthy. You just chuck a grenade and own. The real way to do it is just to jump when people are looking near you so only a few footprints appear. Otherwise, just go for the assassination. Second, if you're in a Hornet, never ever get closer than the lowest man cannon fan thing to the ground." Eh? What is he saying there? It's hard to read. It's hard to read.
Definitely just like a large run-on sentence.
No kidding.
I put in some commas. I don't need periods.
He needs grammar.
As long as you put in the commas, you're okay.
Yeah, no. That's not how it works. That's not how the English language works. Anyway, I'll try to keep going. "All you're doing is making it harder to dodge that rocket. Never mind, his spelling is pretty bad too. Dodge that rocket, Aris Blazer, and getting hijacked is actually possible that way. Speaking of the Hornets, remember you can seriously impress people in a CTF game by letting the flag carrier get in the cannon connecting the base to the ground and in midair picking them up. Not only does it look awesome, it will probably stop that guy waiting at the landing spot with a rocket launcher." Launcher. Now time for a tip to ninja up your game. You can actually stand on the tip of the icicles sticking out of the ground. Just look for very small outcroppings so you can jump up, get to the top frag of them.
Huh? The icicles stick out the floor. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so basically get on the heat vents. Ice. Yeah, the heat vents that stick out of the ground.
Maybe it's the icicle things.
Also, a popular hiding spot to use in the heat of combat is in the shotgun spawns. You can stand in the corners, very useful to hide to get your shields back, or to line up a stick. Well, that's all. Keep on giving penguins grenades so they can grenade the trucks of those people who are polluting the ozone. Okay. Thanks for the submissions. Please work on your grammar next time so we can actually understand what you're saying.
I think he's just saying fly high in the Hornet and
pick
stand
people
on
in
icicles. That's what I got out of that. I actually tried that. Like, we would just like sit in a custom game and just like when God, what is it? The mythic map, or not mythic? Heroic map pack.
Uh-huh.
No, it's legendary. This one's legendary.
Which one is it?
Which difficulty level was this one again? This is the easy map pack. Okay. No, it's yeah. When the legendary map pack first came out, we were like messing around on Avalanche, and we were trying so hard to like, because you have to have that Hornet in like a very specific position to like pick up people jumping off the man cannon. It's like so hard to remember. And like half the time it doesn't even work. Like they need to like increase the hitbox on the passenger side, you know, jump on thing, because it's just so small. Like you have to be on like the exact spot, you know, to hit it to where you can, you know, press RB and get on. It's weird. So that's not really much of a, unless you're just really, really good at it.
Yeah. Okay.
When's that easy map pack coming out?
Easy map pack?
How about the normal map?
Ooh, that'd be good.
I don't know. I talked to Bungie about that one.
Normal map pack.
We want our normal map pack. Okay, right. Next one.
Where do we get to?
We're on
Green Bagger 52.
Yeah, Green Bagger 52 says, "Hi, it's Green Bagger 52 here. Green Bagger 52. Green Bagger 52. All I can say is that if you have the Spartan laser, and the Warthog goes by sucks for them. Suck. Oh my goodness. Lol. Okay, let me try that again. Rephrase it." All I can say is that if you have the Spartan laser and the water goes by, it sucks for them. But if the, what? But it is the other way around. They have it. Oh my goodness! What is this guy?
If you have Spartan laser and Warthog, it sucks for them. But if they have Spartan laser and Warthog, it sucks for you. So have Spartan laser and Warthog.
You could have said that.
Well, I like his next sentence.
Let's try this one again. Also, I can own with a sniper on this map, so I recommend that you go for it.
Go for it. It's good to
based on the fact that he can own with the sniper rifle. You must go for the sniper rifle.
It's good to be in the lead on this map.
It's good to win on this map. It's good to be red on this map. It's good to be good at Halo. Tips.
Okay.
So I recommend that you go for the sit on the top of the hill on this map, where the door is that has a passage next to each of the bases. Okay. Last, this podcast is talking about the online play, but I think the map is good. It's a good Forge map. Not as good as Foundry, that's all. Shoutouts to StigEater10, Team Woot, MVP, or Phoenix410, Paris, and other people. Keep up bragging trucks. Oh, another piece.
Okay.
The best way to be good at this map is to be in the lead when the timer goes out, or to reach the kill limit when the time goes out.
Yes, either or is the objective of a game, unless you're playing an objective game type, in which case you have to meet the objective before time runs out.
Yeah.
Or you have the most of the objective before time runs out. Quick synopsis of any game, any first-person shooter, anywhere in the world.
Win, full stop.
The best way to win is to have the most points.
Yes. I think that is
generally
the point of games.
Okay.
So he was saying, get the Spartan laser and kill that Warthog.
Yeah.
And snipe people from hills.
Yeah, that's probably the best.
Yeah.
Summary.
Roundup.
You have the sniper rifle. Use it to kill enemy teammates. This is the best use of the sniper rifle.
And then go team kill your other teammates and then get banned.
Hold X to pick up a weapon.
Hold ads to pick up a weapon.
Hold X. Whatever the button is.
Oh, I thought you said ads. I'm like, what?
Left button.
Yeah, if you hold X down now, it's like throw a trip mine down when you're supposed to be picking up a rifle.
It's like, the light!
I remember I used to do that when Halo 3 first came, or in the beta, actually. Yeah,
get a flare. Get a flare, and then try and change weapon.
And it burns!
Burn your eyes.
It's like your TV explodes from the brightness.
I hate the flare. It's like throw it against a wall and it bounces back or something when you try to throw it
across
now.
Oh! I'm sorry, guys. It's like then you throw it somewhere and then you walk around the corner, it's there again. It's like, oh no, my eyes burn!
Team Arcane.
This one's from Team Arcane Nub. Hey guys, Team Arcane Nub is here with a couple beastly tips for the map Avalanche. Say in a big scary voice. Oh, I'm sorry.
Avalanche!
Avalanche!
Get that dude from Mortal Kombat. Finish him! Fatality. One, if it is a multi-flag game, then always use the Hornet to capture the flag, just because you can fly very high and the Hornet is very durable. If it is Slayer, always use vehicles. It is one flag and you are on defense, set up Warthogs on top of your flag. Keep on fragging Americans and teabagging little kids who scream. Team RK for the win. Not for the win.
Not for the win.
Not for the win.
Why would you frag Americans? We developed the game.
It's not a capital A. It doesn't count.
Oh, okay.
He means North Americans in general. That includes Canadians, and
Mexicans,
certain parts of Quebec.
Alaskans.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Just wow.
Donkeys, etc.
Donkeys. The Swiss.
Russians.
Egyptians.
Yeah.
Arabs.
Arabs.
Israelis.
I'm sure this isn't in America.
We're just randomly throwing out different countries.
Thai.
Podtacular Geography Podcast.
All right. Let's go on to White Light 1.
White Light 1 writes in, "Hey, it's me, White Light, again for the Big Team on Avalanche episode. I have two tips. The first is to take the teleporter when you spawn and get the rockets. Wait a little bit so the other team can get the center tunnel. Tell your team to clear and shoot two of your rockets in the hole to kill many people. The second is to take the teleporter and get the turret. Jump off the man cannon next to you and flag jump with the turret to the center man cannon. Go off it and wreak havoc with your turret in the center. Keep fragging midget trucks with rabbit bananas." Rabbit bananas. Rabbit bananas? Where did those come in?
I don't know.
I want to get the phrase, "shoot your rockets into the hole to kill many people" on a t-shirt.
That would be an interesting t-shirt. Shoot your rockets.
Alright, fire the rockets into the hole to kill many people. If you do this, you will win.
Overkill domination. But what if it's only 1v1?
On
you'll kill many one people.
Many people. But what if,
person.
In a world to take teleporting.
In a world where one person is many people. Shooting your rocket into the hole will kill them.
One man is on a quest to kill many people in the hole with one rocket.
Good movie of the winter. This holiday season, take your family to Rocket Hole. The return of the whole Sith.
The whole Sith.
Wow.
The epic conclusion of the
epic conclusion to the Star Hole series. Return of the Star Hole Sith.
Featuring Rockomania as the rocket shooter and Little Timmy as the mini people.
Okay.
The epic battle of ages is about to commence in your home on your closest DVD player.
What?
I don't know. I just made up something random. I was trying to think on the line. It didn't work too well.
It failed.
No kidding. Thanks for epic dialogue, though. Maybe. Kind of.
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
Okay. Well, wrapping things up.
Chicka, chicka, chicka. Rap, rap, rap.
What?
I don't know. That was a bit of freestyle.
We're not talking about, like, music rap. We're talking about, like, finishing.
Yeah, I know. Rap. I know.
Crypto the Pirate Rapper.
War.
Okay. Send in your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to invitation to send stuff in for next week's show.
Invitation to Dust Storm's elocution.
Invitation. It's an invitation.
It's an invitation. What?
It's an invitate. It's a. I don't know anymore.
Vito!
Keep an eye on podtacular.com for
for stuttering dust storm.
This and more on podtacular.com.
You can call or listen to voicemail at 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-HALO. And leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show.
For those without letters on your phones, that's 206-888-4256.
Yes.
For those without phones, you can walk.
For those without phones, please send all text messages to...
You need a phone.
So you couldn't.
You kind of would need a phone.
Send all snail mail via Pony Express to... I don't even know.
One Microsoft lane.
Program your homing pigeons to the coordinates. 84, 96, 232. We depend on your
submission via satellite.
We also receive telegrams.
Actually, telegrams. I think that would sell well. Just a device that just text messages. That's it.
A pager?
But you can't reply on a pager.
Yeah, you gotta just like receive on a pager.
Isn't that kind of what like a computer is already with email? It's kind of like a... Like,
you know, a computer's just kind of like a big pager, you know?
Just strap it to your chest. It's fine.
Yeah.
You're lugging around a 80-pound hunk of metal with... You know,
put wheels on it. Put a chair on the top.
If you have an LCD monitor, just take it off of its mount and just, you know, strap it to your belt buckle.
Yeah.
Gosh, you have a 22-inch belt buckle.
Get like a backpack with like a propane generator. Belt slap big in there.
Spell checker. Yes, you're spell checking as you're walking along. It's like, yes, I have to use a correct language when I'm walking along, so I always spell check my spoken languages before I say anything.
That's what Stephen Hawkins does.
And then it's an on-screen translator for those who can't understand the language I'm speaking in.
Or if they're mute.
Or that, too. Then you just
not
have pretty
mute,
pictures.
If they're deaf. If deaf. They were mute,
yes.
Then they would need a translator for you.
Yes.
They would need like a little Stephen Hawking-style keyboard.
He's got the best spell check.
Yeah. You ever wonder if, like, it accidentally says, like, the wrong thing, and he, like, types it in? And that would create, like, embarrassing situations.
So, Microsoft Sam here?
You want to see my pizza hole?
What?
No, I want to have a pepperoni pizza. You want my pizza hole? What? No, pepperoni pizza. What? I'm going to Domino's. Screw you, Pizza Hut. All right.
Pizza Hut for the win.
Pizza Hut is for the win. I prefer Pizza Hut.
I do too.
Pasta Hut.
We also have a Hungry Howie's here.
It's rebranding.
Pizza Hut's rebranding?
Yeah.
How do you not know?
It's Pasta Hut.
Pasta Hut.
That was actually like born of a corporate joke. Like they like, when they heard like that they were serving pasta, like corporate thought it was a joke. So they changed like the main corporate headquarters sign outside to say Pasta Hut.
Really?
Yeah, it's like somewhere in Houston, I think, or Dallas.
Huh.
That story wasn't quite as interesting as I thought it would be.
But they are actually rebranding now. The whole store.
I think I would eat at Pasta Hut if it had good pasta, like chicken Alfredo.
It's the biggest rebrand in history.
Yep. Are you, like, reading this from somewhere?
I read it in the papers the other day.
It's like, no, I just made it up. Usually the stuff I make up comes real. It's pretty cool. Like, tomorrow I'm going to be a girl.
It's true. Like,
PastaHut.com/home.
Have your say. Do you think we should change our name? Yeah, I love Pasta Hut.
No.
No way. Pizza Hut rules.
Vote.
Why would you change your name to Pasta Hut if your main dish is pizza?
Pizza. And your pizza is better than, like, your pasta.
I can't even. That's like Burger King changing their name to, like, Chicken King because they start making, like, a new chicken sandwich. Like,
right.
What? You serve burgers. No, we're Chicken King now.
Chicken King.
It's like Chick-fil-A changing their name to Beef Filet.
Hmm.
Be cool, actually. I don't know how that would work, though, because their main, like, marketing ploy at Chick-fil-A is eat more chicken, and you got, like the cows trying to convince people to eat at Chick-fil-A because they don't serve beef.
Right.
Yeah, so that wouldn't work. Like, maybe you could show, like, the cow going into a slaughterhouse and being processed.
Yep.
Maybe that could be a new marketing ploy for Beef Filet.
Beef Filet.
Beef Filet. I prefer my beef filleted. How about you? I'm not big on T-bones.
T-bone?
T-bone steak.
Yum, yum.
I'll take whatever I can get.
Yeah, I would take a T-bone steak over nothing. But I prefer filet, obviously. Even though I haven't had that 10 years because I don't have, you know, $100 in my pocket right now. I have...
The rebranding is part of an £18 million revamp package designed to attract new customers.
Wait, is this just in, like, England, or is this worldwide?
I think it's just in England at the minute.
Okay.
The chain was launched in 1973. Blah, 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 blah. But yeah.
Back to Potacular.
We've determined that the... We can determine that Brits do not enjoy pizza, so we were working as Pasta Hut.
Brits with the tea and crumpets.
Yeah, and pasta.
I want to try one of those pizzones. It says that there's like one for $1 now. I'm at the Pizza Hut. It says
you're at Pizza Hut?
I mean, well, I'm not at Pizza Hut. I'm at the Pizza Hut main website.
Right.
Right now. I wish I was at Pizza Hut. That'd be interesting. Spectacular live Pink Street or whatever.
Yeah, we should all, like, go to a Wi-Fi zone somewhere. Broadcast podcast Spectacular from somewhere really random.
Spectacular live from Pizza Hut.
Spectacular live from the Bermuda Triangle.
The Bermuda Triangle.
I was like, that'd be awkward.
Dust Storm?
Help
Dust
us!
Storm?
Yes!
Dust Storm?
We don't know where we are!
No!
Cop going crazy!
Shows.protecular.com.
Complete our last transmission before our power goes out. You have to save us.
Okay, guys. I don't know if this will work. And everything falls apart. And now we're sinking to the bottom of the ocean. It's like, no!
I think what? I will. It says that I can get the coupon for a $1 pozone, but I have to enter my street address. And I'm kind of worried that they're going to, like, invade my home if I don't get a pozone.
We'll eat at Pizza Hut, and you will like it.
It's like you have no other option.
You have no option. You know that you want a dollar pozone.
You know that you're broke.
It's too tempting. Perfect for college students.
That is tempting for college students. I had they got Whopper Juniors for a buck at Burger King, and I had three of those the other day. It's kind of gluttonous, but delicious at the same time.
Burger King's too expensive. Over here in Britain land.
Obviously, you guys don't have the dollar menu where I can get a Whopper Jr. for a buck.
What? I got the dollar menu.
I like that commercial with Whopper Jr., like, mouthing off to its dad.
I wish I was never broiled!
You can't sell yourself for a buck! That commercial would take on a whole new meaning, though, if it was like a scantily clad female talking to her dad. You can't sell yourself for a buck! I wish I was never born. I'm going back out on the streets. Where did I go wrong?
Okay. Britain, take the third one.
Oh. We're still on the wrap up?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was like the after show.
No.
I thought this was the part where
we're still going. We're not done yet.
I'm sorry about I retract all of my comments.
Too late now.
Pasta Hut and prostitute references. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry.
Too late now.
Be sure to check us out at podtacular.com, and while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of events, projects, and ways to make friends and play Halo with cool people.
It only costs a dollar.
It's just a buck, guys. Oh my god.
Oh boy. This is when you pay attention.
Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working in the community or the site, contributing to our PayPal, help out our hosting bill, digging the podcast on Dave.com, following us on Twitter, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us on iTunes. We couldn't do it without you.
Or ordering a dollar pizzone from Pasta Hut.
Pasta Hut. I don't know whether it's rebranding in America, but it definitely is here.
It's rebranded
this
in America.
This show is brought to you by the company Pasta Hut.
Hey, Jenny, call up Pasta Hut. We need three medium pepperoni pizzas.
Pizzas?
You know what I thought
it's
was
pasta.
Ridiculous today? I went to Subway, and I had to pay to get it toasted.
What?
Yeah, apparently not now. Over here.
Nose.
It cost me 19 pence to get it toasted.
Oh, boy, 19 pence.
I was like, what?
To act as if that has currency value to me, as if I understand what that translates to in American dollars.
50
is
cents.
Is that like 50 cents American?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that is like too much for. I would pay it though, just because I enjoy toasted subs. But I'd rather go to Quiznos though. Don't Quiznos have like $5 subs now?
I've never heard of that place in my entire life.
No, I don't.
Quiznos?
Like...
They originated the toasted sub. You've never heard of Quiznos subs.
We don't have them over here.
Though I feel sorry for you guys because those subs are delicious. Those subs put freaking Subway to shame.
Yeah,
the only problem
like
is that, like.
I don't like them. Their bread is it tastes differently. It tastes weird.
Their bread tastes as if it was freshly baked. I want frozen bread that they've just recently thawed out in a microwave.
I don't know. Whenever I go to Subway, most of the Subways I go to have fresh bread.
Yeah, their bread's all right. I enjoy that. I enjoy Subway for different reasons from Quiznos, though, because you can't really choose your, you know, what you want on your sub at Quiznos. You have to choose from, like, a pre-created... You know. But I enjoy Subway, though.
Yeah. I think we got talking about food again.
Wait, we're still on the wrap-up?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay.
That's what happens when you don't know when the show's over.
Oh. That's why there's show notes.
We're nearly there, dude.
Are we there yet?
All right.
Check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, and JVB's show, Post Game Report at TalkingAboutGames.com. And the new food channel brought to you by Podtacular.
Podtacular, now available on Food Network, channel 64, Sun Link, Amarillo, Texas, KZV79.
You actually know the station?
I actually don't know my cable provider's call sign. I just made that up.
Okay. I'm like, wait, you actually know the station ID?
If I knew the station ID and call sign, I would be in like a different job right now. I'd be like, live from Suddenlink Technical Support in Amarillo, Texas. It's Podtacular.
Wow.
Did you ever see that movie UHF with the Weird Al Yankovic?
No.
Nope.
That was a good
thing. Ultra high frequency.
Yeah. That was the point of the movie. It was like he inherited a UHF channel and they just ended up making like the crappiest shows ever.
Like he does now in real life.
I mean, it was a good movie. Go rent it if you get the chance. It's pretty funny. But okay. I just imagine that if Podtacular ever like had its own TV channel, we'd be like UHF on their channel was named U62 on the movie, so we'd be Pod 62. Great.
Wow. Okay. Well, next week's show we are gonna have some special guests on.
We're gonna have
Yes, coming to you live from Pasta Hut is the freshly new pasta dish.
Pepperoni pizza.
No, we're actually going to have our old podcast host back with us. Fumo and JVB is going to join us on the show next week. So,
slash gasp.
Oh my gosh. So make sure to send in your questions for Fumo and JVB. We'll be having a little... questionnaire of just questions you guys have going back to the early days of the show when Fumo just started it to when they ended it. So just send in your questions or comments to podtacular@gmail.com or use the big green button on the front page at podtacular.com.
It's going to be so romantic.
Entitled the episode Podtacular 72 Return of the Queens.
Return of the Queens.
So. Lord of the Rings, Return of the Queens.
Lord of the Rings, that just sounds wrong.
Wow. Okay, well, until next time, I'm Dustin.
I'm
I'm Brain Game.
I'm Lolaflix.
Lolaflix.
There's only one thing left to say.
Discover the website that brings you all these great episodes and headlines at GamerCastNetwork.com.